Taken together, the coordinated release of scathing remarks by senior officials, coupled with publication of a letter advocating a military coup, suggests a deep sickness within the Pentagon and within our constitutional structure. To my knowledge, neither the Secretary of Defense nor the service chiefs have taken action against the widely publicized talk of military insurrection. General Milley should refer the colonel's letter to the legal counsel for the Joint Chiefs to determine whether its publication violates the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Beyond that, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has an obligation to issue a grave warning against officers, both active and retired, who seek to overthrow the President of the United States using armed force. Those retired officers who have published contemptuous words against the President of the United States should be issued permanent letters of reprimand, cautioning against criminal violations of Article 88 UCMJ. They should be reminded that Article 88 applies to retired officers and that the law was enacted because undermining the authority of the Commander-in-Chief presents a clear and present danger to the survival of our republic.